Welcome to Mammon Audio. Marcus first got the cane when he was 10 years old. He writes, "My father was an officer in the Royal Navy, and as such he was away a great deal, halfway around the world. This left the discipline of myself and my older sister Anne very much in the hands of my mother. Mother was by no means a tyrant, but neither was she above handing out the occasional smacked bottom when she believed her children needed and deserved it. When we were younger, this was handed out in the time-honored way, with the child being put over mother's knee and her firm hand applied to our bare bottoms. Mother's smackings were actually quite rare, but you didn't forget them in a hurry. There would be lots of tears and a very sore, red bum. I'm not sure exactly when she bought the cane. I think it was probably when I was 8 and Anne would have been 12. I think mother felt we were both getting older and that Anne particularly required a sharper correction when she misbehaved. I remember it being mentioned that she had bought a cane for us and that we had better take care to be really good children from now on, but I don't believe we were shown the implement at all. As I say, corporal punishment was a rare event in our house. I continued to get a smacked bottom from time to time, as boys will, but this continued to be with mother's hand. Anne, however, did earn a couple of doses of the cane. We were always spanked privately in our room, so I didn't see this, but I heard her screaming and crying, and after the first occasion, she confirmed to me later that mother had caned her. I managed to stay pretty much out of serious trouble until was close to 10. There was a man who lived a few houses up the road from us, a Mr. Robinson, who was always chasing us children off the adjacent playing field because he said we were making too much noise. It really felt like he had it in for us, and eventually, exasperated, I took a felt pen and wrote the word "spoilsport" on the bonnet of his light blue Ford Cortina. Unfortunately, another neighbor saw me vandalizing his car and she went straight to mother. I, in turn, was sent straight to my bedroom. By the time she came up to see me, having been around to Mr. Robinson's and offering to pay for the damage, I began to perceive that I was in serious trouble, and in fact had done something very, very wrong. I was actually quite a conscientious boy in most respects, and when mother entered my room she found a seriously repentant child. I cried, poured out profuse and sincere apologies and wept into her bosom. Mother let me cry it out for a bit, holding me gently, then she stood me up and wiped my eyes with her hanky. "I'm glad you are so sorry, Marcus, and I understand you realize that what you did was very wrong. But I'm afraid I can't let this go unpunished. I think it has to be the cane. Wait there while I fetch it." I stood there, weeping quietly still and shuffling from foot to foot. I heard a cupboard door open and close in mother's bedroom, and then she came in carrying the cane. It was my first sight of it, and I was surprised to see how slight and insignificant it looked. It was made of quite thin springy rattan, had the traditional curved handle and was barely 3 feet in length. "Take down your trousers and underpants, please." I obliged quickly enough with the outer garment, but when it came to my pants I stalled for a moment, and mother said with some asperity, "Get them down, there's nothing in those pants I haven't seen a thousand times already." I finally obeyed and remember a cool breeze reaching my young bottom. "Now, bend over the bottom of your bed." My hands touched the blankets. "Stick your bum out a bit more." Then I felt the rattan being rested on my buttocks as mother took her aim. I barely felt it being taken away. I really only remember the intense burning I suddenly felt in my rear end. The weeping changed to continuous crying, but mother was not to be softened. "You're getting six of the best, so I need you to take it like a big boy," she said. 5 more whacks were duly applied very firmly to my behind. Then mother stripped me of the rest of my clothes and led me, naked, to the bathroom, where she supervised a wash and teeth cleaning. Then I was led back to my bedroom, where I was put in pajamas and sent to bed for the rest of the day. It was still only around 4:30 p.m. Over the next few years, both Anne and I received the cane maybe a couple of times more, but no more than that. Corporal punishment did its job, and our already pretty good behavior became even better with the threat of another sixer hanging over us.